and the Great American Ballpark, named after me, is going to host a recruit military opportunity expo, headed up with Drew Myers. And Drew Myers, welcome to the Bill Cunningham Show. Drew, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
Talk to me about what's going to happen Thursday at the Great American.
Thursday at the Great American Ballpark in the Champions Club, which is up on the at the third level, as you know, we're going to have about 35 different military-friendly companies coming in for anybody who's ever served honorably in the military, including military spouses and military family members. So these companies, and these are great companies like Xavier University, Northrop Grumman, Coca-Cola, GE, and even local companies like Artis Medical and the Dayton Police Department, General Cable. Those kind of companies are coming in with job opportunities specifically for veterans. So it runs from 11 to 3 down at Great American Ballpark for a whole bunch of great Americans.
So you would encourage what age group, males or females, black, white, green, yellow, red, human beings at what age?
All human beings are welcome, all genders, all races. If you've served honorably from 18 to 75, come on down.
Okay, what's going to happen when you get there?
When you get there, you'll register. It's free for all job seekers. There's no cost. There will be 35 different companies set up, and they'll each have several people from their companies there. And what you should do is walk around, shake hands with every exhibitor, explain to them what you're looking for in the job market, and start making great connections.
So if you have served in the military and have been honorably discharged, bring your card with you and come to the Great American, and you're going to meet several employers that want to hire veterans.
That's exactly right. And, I do want to mention military spouses, reservists, National Guardsmen, really anybody who's ever served our country is welcome. These companies are looking for people with character, integrity, work ethic, selfless kind of people. But the military is also a great place to hire people of diversity, people with security clearances. There's just a whole lot of good reasons to hire military veterans.
And as far as the need, is there a special need among the military veterans for employment as opposed to others?
There is. Based on what's happening in our world today, as you know, every year about 200,000 people get out of the military. There are 1.4 million people on active duty, so every year about 16% turns over. And because of the crisis and the war, a lot of these guys are on deployments. So they get back from a deployment, and they may have to transition out in a matter of weeks. Hardly enough time to get kind of figure out the resume, how to interview, and start making connections. So opportunity expos like these are a great way to get them face-to-face with employers that are interested in them very, very quickly. So the military needs a lot of help, and I'd encourage companies and candidates that may be listening certainly to come down to the expo or just visit us at recruitmilitary.com. We're a Cincinnati-based company with about 50 veterans.
All right, and the website, do you have a website if people want to pod on and see what's going on? By the way, what time Thursday is it?
It's at 11, Bill, from 11 to 3.
11 to 3, 4 hours,
yep.
11 to 3, and is there a website?
There is. We're at recruitmilitary.com. That's recruitmilitary.com, and there's all sorts of information. We have a magazine, a job board, a bunch of recruiters. We have all sorts of ways we can help veterans in the Cincinnati tri-state area, but also nationwide, find great employment.
As far as the probability, is this a near certainty, or is this a shot in the dark? Because I would assume if you're an employer and you go there, you're going to go there with the idea of hiring people. You're not going to go there just to do a Punch and Judy show.
You're hitting it right on the head. I was having a conversation with somebody this morning. A lot of these companies are flying in. If they're not, obviously, they're packing up a bunch of stuff and driving in. You're not going to do that unless you're serious about hiring. We do surveys after every one of these. And I should mention, we do 74 a year all over the country. We're doing one Thursday here in Cincinnati. We're also doing one down at Reliance Stadium in Houston where the Texans play the same day. These companies are interested in coming in and talking to these guys and interviewing them. These surveys we do show that about 50% of the candidates say that they get at least an interview out of one of these expos. And from there, it's all up to them, obviously, to close it and get a job.
All right. Drew Myers, do you have any questions for me? Because I marched on the plains of Xavier when I attended school there with Colonel Dooley and Major Tesmer. I was 2nd Lieutenant Cunningham in ROTC. So I wasn't permitted to serve in the military because I got a 4F once I was inducted. But nonetheless, I have great feeling for the military. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, you're the perfect person to talk to because you're a great American, and we represent, we think, the greatest Americans out there, and that is our nation's military. Xavier University Veteran Affairs Office is actually sponsoring this. I, too, am a Xavier grad like you. I went in the Marine Corps out of college for 7 years. So you've got all the answers. I don't have any questions for you, but I certainly appreciate your support. I love eating at your restaurant. You're a great American.
I would say this, Drew Myers, whenever I think I have all the answers, somebody changes the questions, and then I start all over again. The older I get, the more I know I don't know a damn thing. I thought I had the answers, but then somebody changes the questions. Then what do I do?
Just start making up answers.
Well, Drew Myers, you're a great American. Recruit Military Opportunity Expo. It's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., day after tomorrow, Thursday, at the Great American Ballpark. Signage will be up, and let's get these vets hired because they deserve it.
Thanks so much, Billy.
Drew Myers, you're a great American.
Take care, buddy.
Let's continue. Bye-bye. As I continue my reading deep into Cordoba as to why